most people would like to be happy as much as possible. I certainly would. Who wouldn't? And one, of course, can ask, well, should I work on my feelings? Like, think about my feelings, try and shift my feelings, let my feelings move through me in a cathartic way. Should I work on the thought patterns? Should I work on the behaviors? I'm a big believer from my own experience that behaviors are powerful in setting the general trajectory of thought patterns and feelings. But I've also experienced it going the other way too. So what does the research say about this? And what can we do? Because everyone wants to be happier.
Yeah, well, we just talked about the thing you're not supposed to do. You don't have to change your circumstances. And that's great because like quintupling your income is tricky. You know, moving is tricky. You know, switching your life around all over the place is hard, right? And the good news is the science shows you don't have to do that. That doesn't work as well as you think. But you can hack your behaviors and your thought patterns and your feelings to get some good results, right? Let's take behaviors, right? One of the biggest behavioral changes you can make to feel happier is just to get a little bit more social connection. Like psychologists do these fun studies where they look at people's like daily usage patterns. So how much time are you spending sleeping or exercising or at work or whatever? And the two things that predict whether or not you're happy or not so happy is how much time you spend with friends and family members and how much time you're just physically around other people. Like the more of that you do, the happier you're going to be.